Mel, folks get these certificates in the mail each year. Can you explain what they are?
Yeah, and, you know, Brad, we're a nonprofit cooperative. We don't send excess margins or profits or whatever you want to call them to Wall Street, to investors. All of that is assigned back to a capital credit account under the name of each member. So at the end of 2021, if we have positive margins, that is assigned to a member's capital credit account. Now, basically what that is, that's the equity that the co-op operates on. And we do have to have equity. Obviously, you can't be 100% leveraged. So the capital accounts are the equity in the cooperative that are owned by the members that we serve. Now, a lot of the questions are, well, what happens to that? Well, the notice that just went out is simply a notice. It doesn't have any cash value. It does tell you what equity is in your account. Now, as financial conditions allow, and the board of directors authorize us to do so, we do retire those capital credits, some of those capital credits, annually in the form of cash. Now, last year we retired just over $1.5 million a few years back. I think we had a $4 or $5 million retirement. And over the history of the co-op, we've sent $42 million back in capital credit retirements. So again, basically what you're seeing now is just what's going in the member's capital account at some point in the future. Well, in the meantime, we use that as equity, but in the future, portions of that will be retired in cash.
So what does that mean to the cooperative member then?
Well, again, that's the member's equity. And on a balance sheet, you've got two ways basically to finance the operations of the co-op. You've got members' equity, and you've got borrowed funds. And our lenders require us to have a certain amount of equity. So basically what that certificate was showing from 2021, here's what your equity is in the co-op. It's assigned to your account. But again, as financial conditions allow, we will refund and retire some of that in cash, and we usually do that in December. We'll send out actual checks or bill credits if it's under a certain amount.
Okay.
So at some point, yes, the member will get cash for their equity in the co-op. And typically that's, we've got different methods of sending out those checks, but those checks are sent out every December, and typically we expect it to total up between $1 million and $3 million a year in cash. But now that's separate from this certificate that just went out.
Gotcha. I know folks are always asking about this each year when these get sent out, so that's good information. Anything else you need to mention?
No, I think that's it. Brad, it is confusing. There is no doubt. It's just the way a nonprofit electric cooperative is set up. And, trying to explain this, it's complicated for those of us that do it every day. But when you try to explain it, well, it is equity, it is members' equity, but it's not cash and won't be until the equity has been used in the co-op for a certain amount of time. Then we refund it and return it to the member.
The difference is
an investor-owned utility would take that money and send it to Wall Street, where we're not. At some point, we'll send it back to the member.
Very good. That's good information. Hey, Mel, we appreciate that.
All right, sir. Thank you.